You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, quickly, before we get into our entree, I just want to do a little pro tip for people who I think 95% of people would say, no, duh. But just for the people who are like my stepdaughter, Zoe, who doesn't always think things through, I guess. Her sister is in town, also a college student, but goes to school out of state and flew in. And so we have about a week where both of my stepdaughters are in the house. And so they did some Christmas stuff yesterday evening, opening a couple of things.
Okay.
And Zoe opened up a package that her sister had gotten for her. And it was the two books that I had purchased for her.
Oh.
And what we discovered is that what Zoe did was tell multiple people the same wish list of things that she wanted.
Yeah.
She told her sister, I want these two books. She told me she wanted these two books. And she told her boyfriend she wanted those two books.
That's a list fail right there for sure.
Yes. So man. I think it's possible the boyfriend might have gotten them for her also. And I said, did you not stop to think when you're giving a wish list that you split it up and you tell this person this and this person? You know, you and I were talking the other day about, you know, the whole requesting certain things for Christmas and giving people a list. And I'm not necessarily crazy about it, but I was told this is what she really wants. So I went and bought it. Mm. Now I got to return it.
Yeah. And are you within that window that you can return it, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. And I always feel weird returning books anyway, because like, even if you like go to a Barnes & Noble now and buy one and then you have to return it, they're kind of like, really, did you read this and now you're just returning it?
No.
You kind of, I get that uncomfortable feeling when I return books.
I understand. But what am I going to do? I mean,
what are you going to do?
So I just looked at Zoe like, you told three different people to get you the same thing.
What were the books? Just,
oh, God. I
don't know.
Dude, I already don't know what they're called. It's some fantasy romance something, you know, something
so you
that's big
them.
With 21-year-old, you know, women.
You have nobody else to give those to then, essentially.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, yeah, send them back.
So, pro tip, if you are, it's too late now for a lot of people, but don't tell a bunch of different people the same things, because you'll get multiple copies of that.
Dirt.
So, anyway, that's going on. The calendar is about to flip over to 2024, and so the question we have for our listeners this morning is, what should be left behind when the new year begins? Now, this can be, if you want to be snarky, can we leave all politicians out so that
I don't want Trump, Biden. I don't want any of that.
Leave all your politics aside. We just don't care about your politics, no matter who you are or what you believe in.
Leave all your
politics aside.
Can I do one more request? Because I posted this on my Facebook earlier this morning. And God bless you guys. I know you're going through some stuff. But let's not bring everybody down by saying death and cancer and, you know, all sorts of blood disorders.
You people should know our style on our show
let's
by now.
Let's maybe push those to the side right now and just
we're trying to
have
a little some
fun.
Let's try to have some fun with what should be left behind when the new year begins.
Yeah, can I start? Me?
Please, because I'm going to go off and think about it.
Okay, I've got one right off the bat, but I might as well just turn to my right here and talk to the wall. But can we leave wearing pajamas as clothes behind in 2023? Let's leave that behind. Let's face the future and leave the pajamas for, you know, sleeping in and not wandering around Walmart. Teachers, do me a solid. This has happened twice this week with my kids where it was pajama day at school. Let's not do that anymore. You're teaching all these kids bad behaviors, and then it's okay to look like a slob. So let me get off my high horse here and just say let's leave wearing pajamas as clothes behind. Please, I beg of you.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
You're right. It's only going to accelerate more than go backwards. So,
and believe me, like I preach this at home to my kids. It's like, you know, present yourself, you know, have some respect for how you look when you go out in public. And I will say both of them did have the pajama days this week and both of them turned it down. They were like, nah, we're good. We're just going to wear regular clothes.
Hey, that's good.
So they each got an extra Christmas gift this year. I was like, you guys are smart. That's a smart move. Don't
all right,
do that.
So what should be left behind? I mean, I'm tempted. The only one I've got is just for me, but I want to leave leaky pipes behind. But
oh, yeah.
Well, I'll come up with something that's a little more universal. But we want your response to this.
And Dom was talking about bladder issues, just so you know.
You know what? I almost would prefer that than the pipes in my ceiling.
The front
I
of almost, his pants are
almost,
a mess.
Yeah, I'd almost rather be incontinent than have a problem with pipes in my house.
Stains for days.
Jessica, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So tell us, what are we leaving behind in 2023?
My mother-in-law's nasty comments.
Oh, nasty mother-in-law comments.
How long has she been your mother-in-law?
10 years, but it feels like a century.
So what kind of comments are you getting that you can say on the air?
Right. So there was one time she came over and she just sits there and she's looking around and I'm like, okay, maybe she's in a good mood today. No, she goes, you know, I'm sorry you guys don't have nice things. I'm thinking, okay.
Oh, my God.
when so all these good. Things were handed down from her, so maybe
what?
She doesn't have nice things.
What a monster.
Great. I mean, and so you had to know when you were dating your husband what you were marrying into. You just hoped that it would kind of mellow out over the years, probably, right?
Right. I was wishfully thinking, like, oh, this is just a test. This is, oh, making sure that you love my son, all these things. No, she just
keeps coming with the little jabs, huh?
Man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Jessica, I've got something I'm going to play for you.
Mother-in-law.
Appreciate you. We feel your pain, Jessica.
Thanks, Jess.
Day, okay.
Thank you, boys.
Bye.
You
have a great Christmas. You know, you take some shots at your mother-in-law, and on the show, I take some shots at my mother-in-law, but it's only because she started it. I have been nothing but friendly and nice to her, and she can't stand me.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm waiting to see if we get the classic Christmas card again, if she remembers to send a Christmas card. Last year's, or was it? No, it was 2 years ago. She sent the card just to Gretchen. So it was addressed to Gretchen. When you open it up and read it, it said, my beautiful daughter, I hope you have a great Christmas. Like, I was left completely out.
Yeah. Non-existent.
And it's so classic. So anyway, that's good. All right, I've got a few. I want to leave behind the word amazing. I don't think it should be used in 2024. We're going to rest that word.
I like that.
So there will be nothing that's amazing in 2024. I want to leave behind all, and I mean 100% of the interviews that they do with athletes. There should be no more interviews with athletes broadcast anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then along those lines, don't think that this is an anti-Taylor Swift comment. It's not. But I would like to leave behind all mention and all camera shots of Taylor and Travis.
That's pretty solid.
That couple. I don't need to see any more about that couple.
Yeah, we get it. They're together.
In fact, Travis Kelce himself is getting so burned out because he's on every other commercial. When you watch a football game now, he's on every other commercial.
Poor guy.
And I know
he's drying his tears with $100 bills.
Yeah. Yes, he is making major bank. I just don't need to see or hear anything about that. There are other couples. Let's pick a different couple that we can all talk about.
I think a lot of people right now are saying, preach it. Preach it, DT.
Well, you know,
no
again,
more.
It's not anti either one of them individually. They're fine. But there are other people in relationships in America besides Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
No more
They're
trailer.
Not the only lovebirds.
No more trailer. Stop it. I got a couple that are rolling in on Facebook. Kathy says, pickleball. Let's leave it behind. I can't stand hearing about it anymore. It's all my girlfriends talk about. And then she wrote, pickleball, 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 pickleball. That is from Kathy. Along your amazing line, Therese says, everyone's saying how obsessed they are. I am obsessed with this. I'm obsessed with this blanket. I'm obsessed with this drink. True.
It's almost like the word that also misused and overused. That's a horrible comment. It's like amazing is misused and overused.
And now
the
obsessed.
Other one is literally is misused and overused. People throw in literally with every other line, and it's just it's unnecessary.
Yeah, and I've noticed the obsessed one like crazy, and it goes on with Karen here who says influencers, they're dumbing down society. And when you watch any sort of influencer content on Instagram or anything, they're obsessed by these new pens or obsessed by this new AI program. Here's one more fashion one. Emily says the 90s style mom jeans. Ladies, please.
Why, have they come back?
Oh, they're come back, dude. They're come
back. I haven't seen them.
Oh, they've been back for about a year. And yeah, they, you know, you button them, you know, just above your belly button and zip them up. And yeah, the mom jeans are in full force right now. Blech.
Amy says, I'm leaving behind the 40 pounds from my divorce diet. Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
Sammy says, all the pink Christmas decor. Let's just stop with that. Jennifer said, makeup that takes a putty knife to remove. Why are we changing our look with 4 pounds of makeup? Well, no comment. Shundi, it looks like tipping everybody made the list. Yes. Yes.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Not everybody. It's just, come on.
Anne says Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Let me look and see if that's coming up.
You have our vote. You have our vote.
You know what? I have to. So Diane shared one that I'm guilty of because I say it a lot.
What's that?
She said, leave behind. I appreciate you.
I say that a lot, too.
I say it quite a bit. I said it again. Yes. Where was I yesterday? And I said it to some worker.
But like
somewhere.
I truly do. When I say it, I truly do appreciate. Like we had engineers in here working nonstop on our new studio, and I've said many times, I was like, I appreciate you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Look at that B-Rad guy that was in again this morning.
He was
flying
so
back
good.
Out. He's been working really hard on our new studios for over a week.
Yeah.
And both Jeremy and I were like, dude, we really appreciate everything you're doing. And even by the time he was walking out, he was like, yeah, fine. Well,
I was like, thanks again. Please don't
he
go.
He probably was so sick of it, but I do use the words, I appreciate you.
I do too.
And I maybe am overusing it.
You're obsessed with it?
I'm literally obsessed. Everybody that they're amazing and I appreciate them.
Yep.
Literally.
Yep. Obsessed. We're so cheesy. Jennifer said false eyelashes. Yeah, I've noticed false eyelashes are a big thing right now too.
Yeah, they're big. Johnny says, I appreciate you at work makes me cringe.
Why?
Okay. I don't know. It's maybe it is because people don't feel like it's genuine anymore because it's you so much. So that's a possibility.
That's my rock star. When everyone says you're a rock star at work. That's stupid. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Gender reveal parties. Please make them stop. Well, that's,
yeah, that should have stopped 10, 15 years ago.
That's like my wearing pajamas is clothes, Aaron. That's not going to stop. Sorry.
Not Nicole happening. Says, in 2024, I could do without my kids calling me a boomer, even though I was born in 1977. Yeah, you're Gen X. But boomer is just thrown as, I mean, that's just, you know, used as a
This is a little jab now.
Term.
It's a jab for anybody.
Yeah, people throw it at me all the time, and they mean it as a derogatory term. That's why I got the OK Boomer hoodie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Perla, just for the kids, sorry, technology, parentheses, specifically smartphones, there's no reason a sixth grader needs a smartphone. There's somebody who's just getting preachy about phones. Mm. All right, we're done.